That's right. This is Back to Back with myself, Daryl Ong, and Off Neil Ting. This is the show that every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. This week on the program, we go back to back into the discography of British electronic legends, Depeche Mode.
So why Depeche Mode this week? Sadly, Andy Fletcher, who is the keyboardist and founding member of the band, passed away last week at the age of 60. Fletch remained a member of the band for more than 40 years and appeared on all 14 studio albums from their 1981 debut, Speak and Spell, to 2017's Spirit.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow on Track by Track, we dive into their breakout 1990 album, Violator, which is the band's 7th studio album. Tonight, however, we go through their discography outside that seminal release. Starting with this one, taking us back to 1987. This is Depeche Mode, Never Let Me Down. Stay tuned, Back to Back on BFM 89.9. I'm taking a ride with my best friend. I hope he never lets me down again. He knows
Back to Back with myself, Off Neil Ting, and Daryl Ong. You just heard the second single of 1987's Music for the Masses. That was Depeche Mode. and Never Let Me Down, one of the most ambiguous Depeche Mode songs. It is often believed to be about substances which offer both comfort and excitement to the singer. However, the song could be about flying on an airplane with a friend. Who knows?
Who knows indeed? This week, Depeche Mode, because sadly, their founding member and keyboardist Andy Fletcher passed away last week at the age of 60. A bit of background on Depeche Mode. They are named after a popular French fashion magazine. The original lineup consists of Dave Gahan on lead vocals, Martin Gore on keyboards, the late Andy Fletcher on keyboards as well, and Vince Clarke, who's the chief songwriter and keyboardist from the 1980 to 1981. Depeche Mode are considered synth pop, electronic, and new wave pioneers. The band, including former members Clarke and Alan Wilder, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020.
They had 50 songs in the UK singles chart and 13 top 10 albums in the UK charts, two of which debuted at number one. The group sold over 100 million records worldwide over their career, making them one of the most commercially successful electronic bands and one of the world's best-selling music artists. Highly influential in the electronic dance music scene, especially synth pop, techno and trance, in part due to their innovative work, recording techniques and use of sampling. 1990's Violator is said to be their crowning glory, second position in the UK chart, number 7 in the US, and sold over 8 million copies worldwide. Tomorrow we'll be taking a look at that album.
Yeah, they're a band that covered countless of subjects across the ordinary and taboo. In their songs, they talk about suicide, politics, romance, greed, LGBT rights, xenophobia, and much more. Whatever your struggles or topic is, Depeche Mode probably has a song for that. We're going to keep the music going with this next one, another fan favourite at the Depeche Mode shows.
It's taken from their third album, Construction Time Again, the first to feature Alan Wilder as a member, who was initially just signed for live outings. On this release, they employed the use of a Fairlight synthesizer, which, although pretty expensive at the time, would enable them to turn their music into something more doomy and industrial. Check it out, Everything Counts by Depeche Mode, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Tells the story of it. pain and the suffering, through the heartache and trembling.
Back on BFM 89.9. That was the second single from Exciter, released in 2001. That was Depeche Mode and I Feel Loved. A tune that was so successful that it received multiple Grammy nominations, including one for Best Dance Recording. However, it lost to Janet Jackson that year.
And Exeter was a very different record as well, thanks in part to the bright and reduced productions of Mark Bell, who famously worked with Bjork, often credited as the only Depeche Mode release that shows their delicate and lighter side, which divided longtime fans.
Yes, it did. As much as it's a polarizing release, it was a transition record that first saw them heading into the gritty 90s cyberpunk aesthetic into what would be their sound throughout the 21st century. This week, myself, Daryl Ong, and Off Neil Ting are diving into the discography of Depeche Mode. Plenty more music to come, so do stick around right here on BFM 89.9.
I just can't get enough. black rainbow, you know you set me free. And I just can't get enough, and I just can't get enough. You're like an angel and you give me your love. And I just can't seem to get enough.
Welcome back to Back to Back with myself, Alfie Nitting, and Daryl Ong. This week on the show, we are diving headfirst into the discography of Depeche Mode. And you just heard a landmark synth pop song by that band. And their introduction to the world, some might say, has taken from their debut album, Speak and Spell. Depeche Mode just can't get enough.
Yeah, this one was actually released a month before that debut album, Speak and Spell. It's written by founding member and keyboardist Vince Clark, who at that time was only 20 years of age. That being said, it turned out to be the last tune he wrote for Depeche Mode. He left the band shortly after the debut album was released.
Yeah, it came at the right time as well. According to Depeche Mode vocalist Dave Gunn, this song was written as the punk scene was winding down and London club kids were looking for music they could dance to that wasn't so aggressive. It's the first Depeche Mode song used in a movie as well, when it was featured in the 1982 film Summer Lovers, and it was also used in 1998 movie The Wedding Singer.
Yes, right. This week we are going through Depeche Mode, and enough of us for a minute. Here is Depeche Mode superfan Alicia Chong on her thoughts on the legendary band.
My first encounter with Depeche Mode, I still remember it was 1984, one a Friday. After school, we rented a Top of the Pops VHS tape, and People Are People was at number 4, I think. It was so unlike anything I had heard before.
People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully.
Like a godsend sound that came to me in a glorious halo. It was definitely a love at first note, and there was no turning back. Have I seen them live before? Absolutely. Once in Singapore and 3 times in London, totally unforgettable. To me, every second of each show was a highlight. But what I remember most vividly was when Shake the Disease was played.
Here is a plea.
All of a sudden, the emotion level hit sky high. The feeling was not just towards the band on the stage, but also among fans. We sang along, we held hands, we smiled at each other. Whether or not we know the person sat next to us, it was totally unbelievable.
Understand me. Understand me.
What made Depeche Mode stand out from the peers musically? I felt that it's the unique sounds that they create, especially after Martin took over the writing. Those solid, heavy beats that somewhat denotes a sense of darkness, yet do not fall into the frame of formulas or cliches. And from an intangible aspect, I personally think that they have taken post-punk to a level of their own subculture through experimentations and evolutions, yet without conforming to the expectations set by the world of pop culture. In inspiring contemporaries across different genres, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that they did not just stick to their 1980s style, but instead they are willing to move on with time without compromising the beliefs or philosophies in making music. favourite album? This is quite a hard one to decide. Top choices would be Violator, Black Celebration, Music for the Masses, Playing the Angel. No, really can't make a favourite. Can't have a favourite, not for me. I can tell you my least favourites though, which is Speak and Spell and A Broken Frame. I believe it has a lot to do with Vince Clarke's music, which I can't associate with that much. Favourite song, again, really hard choice to make. I Feel Loved, Shake the Disease, Behind the Wheel, just too many. It just seems wrong to pick a favourite, really. But I do have a least favourite, which is Just Can't Get Enough. Most of my fellow fans would kill me for saying that, but sorry, I really have had enough of that. Be the same without Fletch? It definitely won't be the same without Fletch. Just like when Alan left, it was just different, although they carried on and became even bigger. But that was almost 30 years ago and they were still young. And moreover, Fletch had always been regarded as the backbone of the band. So I can't even bring myself to guessing the possible future. I suppose I can only hope that they stay happy for as long as they want to. It's a question of lust. It's a question of trust. It's a question of love and what we've built up. What would I say about their lasting legacy? Their music, of course, but also very importantly, I think, is their never-ending faith in making good music.
Kiss me goodbye when I'm on my own. If you know that I'd rather be home. It's a question of lust. It's a question of trust. It's a question of not letting what we've built up crumble to dust. It is all of these things and more.
Alicia Chung, Depeche Mode's super fan, sharing her thoughts on the band. Let's head right back into the music. Here's another one from the early days of the band. It's their debut single and it was originally slated to be part of their debut album, Speak and Spell, but due to a poor chart placement in the UK, number 57, this next song did show up though in the CD re-release as a bonus track. Here's Depeche Mode, Dreaming of Me, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Man switch, film was brought.
Depeche Mode, People Are People, right here on Back to Back BFM 89.9. This week we are going through the discography and Depeche Mode. And funnily enough, on that tune, People Are People, lead singer Dave Kahn said that whenever they go to a studio, the first place they head to is the kitchen to look for pots and pans to record as drums. What I did as a kid, essentially.
Yeah, some might say that People Are People is the band's most successful single to date, some might say. The track can be found on their fourth studio album, Some Great Reward, that dropped in 1984, and it's also the name of their compilation album that was released in the same year.
Yeah, this was a track that became a breakthrough hit in the United States, and this success will allow the band to create music and experiment freely on their terms. Yeah, and unlike other Depeche Mode lyrics that were usually mysterious and took a while for fans to decipher, guitarist Martin Gore felt like the lyrics were very blatant and left little to imagination. That's why he didn't consider it to be his stronger songs, and the band has not played it live, surprisingly, since the 80s. This week on Back to Back, we're going through Depeche Mode and a couple more tunes for you, so do stick around when you're here on BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Back to Back. My name is Ofnir Ting, together with Daryl Ong, and we've been taking you through the discography of Depeche Mode. Tomorrow though, on Track by Track, we'll be featuring one of their iconic albums, Violator, so do stick around for that tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Yeah, in the meantime though, we have more music for you, and this next one, Martin Gore described it as a old 50s or 60s classic pop song that's great to do live and has a great melody. In fact, he'll often joke to his bandmates that the Beatles stole the melody from them. Some believe that Martin wrote this song for his girlfriend, who was experiencing some jealousy and insecurities every time he would go away on tour. But of course, that's just one fan theory, right?
This next track can be found on their fifth studio album, Black Celebration, that dropped in April 1986 and was released as the second single from that album. In the album Black Celebration, the first three songs flows seamlessly into each other as if it was one long song. And this next one was the third track from that album. Check it out. Depeche Mode with A Question of Lust, right here on Back to Back BFM 89.9.
Fragile, like a baby in your arms. Be gentle with me, I'd never willingly do you harm. Apologies. All you seem to get from me, just like a child, you make me smile when you care for me. And you know, it's a question of lust, it's a question of trust, it's a question of not letting what we've question of lust, it's a question of trust, it's a question of
BFM 89.9, just heard Depeche Mode and Behind the Wheel right here on Back to Back. That tune can be found on the band's sixth studio album called Music for the Masses. And during this time, there were growing tensions in the studio for previous album's Black Celebration. So Daniel Miller, who produced the previous album, voluntarily stepped down from his role. So the band got in touch with David Bascombe instead for the producer role. Prior to this, he has been the recording engineer with the likes of Peter Gabriel and Tears for Fears.
Despite the album title, Music for the Masses, alluding to the fact that the band might be ready to make a commercial-sounding album, it was actually quite the opposite, where the title was just a joke on how the album was anything but music for the masses. The album turned out to be a massive success, though, with some calling it a gloomier side to post-punk synth-pop, and was even included in Spin magazine's list of the 100 greatest singles of all time, coming in at number 30.
This week on Back to Back, we have been diving into the discography of Depeche Mode, paying tribute to, of course, late keyboardist Andy Fletcher, who passed away last week at the age of 60. We're asking you on the program, do you have any memories with Depeche Mode? What's your favourite tune? Have you watched them live? We'd love to hear experiences. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. My name's Daryl Ong,
and I'm off Nathan.
We have one more for you.
Yep, leaving you with a tune that's commonly been touted as one of the most important singles released by the band, and it marked a significant shift, leaving behind their poppier sounding days, training them for a darker, more artistic direction. It was composed by Martin Gore, and the intro contains a sample of a Porsche motorcycle engine that's been altered to sound like a percussion, and it's also the lead single from the album Black Celebration. So closing off tonight's Back to Back is the track Stripped by Depeche Mode. Join us again tomorrow for Track by Track, where we'll be going track by track into the album Violator on Back to Back, BFM 89.9. Good night.